Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, Chuck and Julie Show. We're going to have a great show Wednesday. We're going to have one of Hugh's
McNulty's. Some of his cousins.
Yeah.
Bring everybody up to date on what's going on there. Hey, show brought to you today by AmericasCitizenPress.com, America's conservative voice. A lot of Colorado, great Colorado news in there as well. Senate and Senegenics, Dr. Julie McCallan. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Also, want to remind people, if you want to call in, and we're going to open the phones up probably for the first 40 minutes, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And as always, to the guys on Zoom, just unmute yourself and turn your camera on and we'll bring you back up. And remember, you can get everything Chuck and Julie related except coffee mugs, because we don't have those yet.
No, we don't. Oh, my God. What are you even doing?
I don't know exactly. Sloughing off again. ChuckandJulie.com. From there, you can get links to YouTube. You can listen there live on your phone and just hit call in button and it calls right in. So your one-stop resource there at ChuckandJulie.com. Maybe you should get some coffee mugs. Hey, and would love to have you like us and subscribe on YouTube. The more we have 500 subscribers now, which is impressive even to my son, Rev, but would love to get 501. So thank you to everybody supporting us there. Casper Stockin, let me, one final note, Casper Stockin coming on in about 40 minutes. He is going to be one of the guest speakers at the MAGA rally going on at the state capitol. They're doing these on the 6th while Congress is trying to, well, I'm not sure what they're trying to do. We'll get into that in a second. But going on at Denver from 12 to 4 at the state capitol, he'll kind of have all the details on that. We're going to be going. So
we're
going to
be going.
Everyone is going to be going
down there. Yeah. And right now, you know, we've got the Georgia runoffs tomorrow. Democrats have a lot of early voting in. And so we'll see what the Republicans can do after that. It could go either way. And that will determine a lot of how the next 2 to 4 years will go. But everybody is dividing up, at least on the Republican side. You can see, you know, that Florence Reese song, "Which Side Are You On?"
Exactly.
Are you a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair? And as a practical matter, a lot of thugs are coming out for J.H. Blair, including U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They came out today.
If you were to pick thug, good guy, bad guy, goodbye, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, straight in the thug column.
And they said, no, we can't have any dispute about the wonderful election of China Joe. That's China Joe's our friend.
Yeah.
And so that was amazing. And a lot of other people are coming out, you know, Tom Cotton said, I just can't do it. It would just open up things for bad. Yeah, somebody else said, Ken Buck, we can't do that. Wouldn't be proper.
Proper. Yeah, exactly. Mark is saying, so did Ken Buck, bad guy. Well, you know, Chuck and I were talking about this, and Chuck, you know, you're brilliant in a lot of ways, if he says so himself.
But I was saying,
I don't understand at this point. I could kind of get, if you're Ken Buck, if there are like one or two people saying we need to challenge the Electoral College results, but you've got over 100 people. I mean, dozens and dozens of people. You're not going out on a limb. And Chuck said, Julie, he said, yes, it's about the Electoral College. It's about the challenge. It's about presenting evidence, but it's about control of the Republican Party.
Yes.
And what you're seeing is the swamp creatures rising out of the muck, trying to rinse themselves off and position themselves to say, crazy Trump. We are the Republicans, you know, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney. And I'm more than disappointed to see Ken Buck in there. Thank God for Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert.
Periodically, and we came out for all those H-1B-1 visas and everything else.
Right.
And then you know, he wrote a book about the corruption in Washington, but I think that was kind of a feint, or maybe not.
That was yesterday.
Maybe he's just the same. You know, they figure, well, we'll get him situated on the MAGA side, and then.
But when you look at it through that prism, I mean, that explains everything. There are some people who are sincerely fighting.
Right.
I think there are other people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley,
particularly Josh Hawley,
right, who say, "Hey, wait a minute, which side am I on? I want to be on the winning side." And we got our good friend Ben. I see you've come up, Ben. What do you think about all of this?
Listen, blood was running out of my corners of my mouth from biting my tongue when I heard all of this, with Ken Buck, with Lindsey Graham, because you didn't mention him, and Tom Cotton, and the list goes on of all of these establishment Republicans. They are all coming out and they're saying, well, this is not the place to make the decision. It doesn't reside in the legislature. It resides in the court. And yet they forget that over 60 filings in different courts, not one of them have granted him an evidentiary hearing to present his side of it. And so I don't know where they're coming from, but I can tell you that not one of these men would have ever stood or been at the Tea Party in Boston. Right. And they would not have been at the bridge in Concord, nor would they have been counseling Lincoln to go ahead and keep the Union together. They would have done anything and everything to destroy this.
These copperheads. People, Civil War, they were called copperheads. And that's what these people are. They're copperheads.
That's exactly what they are. They're nothing but parasites feeding on the flesh of a decaying nation. That's what's happening. And I just hope that the voters remember this when it comes time for them to stand for re-election to their offices. Well, Ken Buck should not be he should be primary the next go around his seat.
I am with you because, like Chuck said, Ken Buck has done a lot of things right, and I know he has tried. But this, to me, is sort of – this is the pivotal moment. Like you said, it's kind of like talking about being there in 1776 and then actually being there. And that's what this is.
Nobody,
this is
no, actually – nobody's going to primary him. So you might –
well, I know, but they should. But, so. I mean, this is – but to me, though, this is suiting up because – you know,
they're worse people than Ken Buck, and there are a lot of them.
Well,
and they'll be, you know, some will be running for the state chair, who are worse than Ken Buck, and he's not the worst.
Mark is saying very few.
Very few.
But that's my point.
But I mean, you're just watching them as you saw Mitt Romney and who's his vice president, his former speaker.
Paul Ryan.
Another establishment
person. Well, he's been from the beginning.
And he's the one that lost us the control of the Congress, in my opinion. He sat on his hands. He did not do what Trump
didn't
was
Didn't raise any money.
And you know what drives me crazy is they all keep talking about, even Fox News on their website, the unsubstantiated claim. I mean, hello.
Oh, Fox
do
News
not don't lost. Anyone. We're going to play the phone call here in a little bit, or portions of it. The president has over and over and over substantiated the claims. Now, you may want to dispute them. You may want to say, well, let's hear what the explanation is. But to say they're unsubstantiated is flat out false. Right. And we should not allow ourselves to be tricked by the psyops operation. I guess it's double.
Right. He filed a lawsuit. The last one that he filed, or not the last one, but one of many that was filed. And I forgot which state it is. It could be Georgia that I'm thinking of. He filed that 30 days ago. And yet the Chief Justice did not assign that to a case to a judge until today, 30 days later.
Well, and so that's the thing. I think all of these traitors, and again, Chuck is right. But that's what's really going on. They're fighting, they're betting, and you know, it's kind of like in Vegas on slots, red or black, right? They're betting all of their chips on Trump going down. I think they're stupid. I think they've been in Washington D.C. too long, because just look at the polls. I mean, this is astonishing to me. This is not like the Russia hoax kind of thing where a handful of, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said, oh, Russia stole it. You've got tens of millions of people, half the voters in the country, who believe, like 80% of them believe that the election was stolen.
Like
90% of them want Trump to stay in power. They want the GOP to be Trump's party. What I say to those people, Ken, but go form your own party. Get out of ours.
Well, that's what William Cohen suggested, who is a former Republican senator from Maine and a Secretary of Defense under, I think, Obama. He said, we should go ahead. Please.
That's the thing. They gotta realize this is Trump's party. They're trying to trick us, and like the PSYOPs operation is saying, well, is it Trump's party or not? It is Trump's party. If they want it, this is our party, and our party is Trump's party. If they want a different party, knock yourselves out. Well, you know,
this is what's going to happen. And right now, if Trump loses this on Wednesday and they don't reassign him, he will immediately kick off his reelection campaign. And these senators who did not support this effort. They will meet him again on this battlefield of ideas.
Yes.
And believe me, there will be primary challenges for every one of these. And if he wins re-election, which I predict he will, if they ever get an honest voting system in,
right,
then you'll see them. He'll come back and help primary them in the 6 years, because Sass just won his re-election bid.
Right.
So did McConnell.
Right.
These people will pay. They'll pay pricelessly. So what I'm saying. You just wait. There's a reckoning coming with those.
I think
people.
It's going to be all of the chips on red, and all of a sudden the rolls into the black slot. They're all going to be going like, oh, we like Trump. Now, I mean, that's what Lindsey Graham back and forth. But again, you know this is
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we know exactly who Graham is and what he's about. But what I'm disappointed is that these three, the three that we were talking about,
right,
and that is Cotton, and that is Lindsey Graham, and that is Ken Buck. All three of them are attorneys, and they know damn good and well that's why the Article 3 was created. It was not the first forethought, and Article 1 oversees that Article 3 group. They do have the ability to limit them on what cases they can hear, and
right,
they're the ones who appoint them. So this stuff about pointing this over to the legal side to correct this blatant theft.
Well, and the legal side then
says
wants
no
over to the political side. And they
right,
say, oh,
right,
this is not a political one. So it goes back.
That's why they haven't assigned a court, a judge to this court case in 30 days. They didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to let you go. I know we have to have a Barney moment here.
Yeah. we're going to channel our inner Barneys. Exactly.
Yeah, he could really light this torch up. So I'm eager to hear from him. I hope he calls in.
All right. Thank
I'll let
you,
you
Ben.
Guys go. Talk to you later.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ben. We got, okay. I tell Mark was there, but first let's go. We got Charlene from Denver. Hey, Charlene, thank you for calling up.
Hi there. Well, you know, I wondered what they would come up with to finagle out of this. And, you know, Tom Cotton is using the same states' rights mantra. And, you know,
right,
it's like they contradict themselves in their argument, because they've already acknowledged that Congress has the right to hear the issue. It's just now they're quibbling on whether they vote yes to accept the electors or no. So it's not a states' rights issue, because they're getting to vote yes. So they're already involved with it.
Oh, they always invent that, you know, the phony Republicans always get on their high moral horse, and they're always like, I'd like to hear, but
exactly,
you go, oh, shut
but
up.
Now
it's
to the point. Now it's like, you know, people lie to their kids, and when they're young, they say, we want to go to the zoo, and the parents say, oh, no, we can't because of this, and the kid goes, oh, okay. But then when they get to be 14 or 15, they say, that doesn't make sense, you know, that
right,
you can't go because of that. And
no,
so
exactly.
I think the American people are getting to that point. It's like, that doesn't make sense. That's just another lie. But, you know, so it boils down to no more money to the Republican Party, a new
exactly
MAGA party. And then politics follows culture, and individually clean up our culture. And then, you know, the congressman will be less prone to try to pull one over on us if they know that we demand more of them. I don't have any other answer except that. I hope y'all can come up with something.
Okay, well,
all right, Charlene.
Charlene,
appreciate
thank you.
Your call.
We appreciate your call. And I saw I saw Mark kind of
flash in and flash out.
Mark, if you want to come on back in, certainly you're invited to do
now. Let's hear some of that.
Yeah, I want to kind of touch base once again. The PSYOPs, is it a PSYOPs operation or is it just a PSYOPs?
PSYOPs is the ops is operation.
That's what I thought. Okay, well, when I was in the CIA, they call it something different. Donald Trump has a phone call to set the stage with the Secretary of State in Georgia. Now, let's think about this for a second. Does anyone out there seriously think that Donald Trump does not just assume everything he says, you know, even when he's brushing his teeth in the morning, is being taped and would be released to try to make him look bad? So Donald Trump knows that.
Right.
So they're like, the tape was leaked, which is outrageous in and of itself. Trump has filed lawsuits against Georgia saying, hey, this was litigation conference, basically, and you're the lawyer, you're not supposed to leak that. But in the meantime, though, they spin it. And what, and I took the time to read the entire transcript. And just to set it straight, they're trying to say that Trump was trying to pressure the Secretary of State to find some 11,000 votes to flip it. That's not at all what he's saying. When you read the whole thing, what Trump is saying is, we don't need to go through Dominion. We don't need to go over the entire election system. I'm giving you some specific places where we have found tens of thousands of wrongly counted fraudulent ballots. We just need to look at one set of this. He's trying to say all we need to do is find, you know, 11,740, and then it changes it. He's not trying to get them to cheat. He's trying to get them to uncheat. But let me play just a little bit of a clip of the phone call. If we could have part of the Trump call, Thomas, please.
We are quite sure that's going to happen. Another tremendous number. We're going to have an accurate number over the next 2 days with certified accountants, but an accurate number will be given, but it's in the 50s of thousands, and that's people that went to vote, and they were told they can't vote because they've already been voted for, and it's a very sad thing. They walked out complaining, but the number is large. We'll have it for you, but it's much more than the number of 11,779. That's the current margin is only 11,779. Brad, I think you agree with that, right? That's something I think everyone, at least that's the number that everyone agrees on.
So when you listen to the call, Trump is going through with example after example after example of here's where the fraud is, here's where this fraud is. And then, for instance, that his lawyer was saying, well, you know, there were this many dead people we found that voted. And then it's like 4,000, something like that. And then the Secretary of State said, oh, no, there were only two. And then they said, oh, well, can we see those records then? And he was like, no. Every time they said, well, we looked into it, that we all showed you the video, the suitcases being rolled around. Trump said they weren't in legitimate ballot boxes. And then all the Secretary of State's office would say, or Secretary of State would say, is, well, we looked into that. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, who looked into it? Well, we looked into it. And great, nice people looked into it. And we said, well, can we see the report? And they said, no. So every time they asked, they said, okay, well, here is a situation we found that would give us enough to have won the election. And they said, oh, well, we looked into that, or we don't know, or we will look into that. And they said, well, can we see that report? Then we can cross it off of our list. And they said, no. So the mainstream media is, again, twisting that around as they always do. But Trump, I think, is, I don't know, he might outflank him. I don't know if it'll pay off. But he was saying in his speech tonight, he's going to have some actual numbers. I think this is crucial on Wednesday, that these people, that it gets challenged, that we can hear some of this evidence and at least say, force them, and they're not, of course, but force them to say, okay, oh, we cheated. And then maybe say, that's how we do things now, okay? We only have in Russia and roulette, we only have red slots. We don't even have any black slots anymore. So, and if you're a Republican, you can't vote on red. I mean, I just think the phone call and Trump's pressure, Chuck, don't you think, but those are, that's just important?
Yes, I think it's incredibly important. And he's outing everybody. He is outing everybody. And we all get to see, because it's really about the future of the country and the future of the Republican Party, whether you know, the swamp rats will win. And you know, they place swamp rats in there.
Right.
All the time. And you kind of go, you know, Marco Rubio and Cory Gardner. I mean, those, you know, Kinzinger, who is a you know, a Tea Party guy, and now he's incredibly anti-Trump. And so, you know, even within the MAGA one, there's always a few traitors waiting to come out at just at the right point. But,
well, and this shows they're not really Trump supporters. They were happy to have Trump support them when they thought it was going to go ahead and be to their advantage. And now that they think Trump is on his way out now, and we had Tom Tancredo on, don't you think, who did just a great job explaining of why, you were like, why were the Republicans being swamped? What do they get out of it? And he just said money. They get money out of it and power. They're not as smart about it as the Democrats because they don't really launder it through anything. But it's just incredible to me to watch them, and thank God for the dozens of legislators or Congress who are now saying, no, we're going to challenge it because it exposes the swamp creature. And among other things, this is what Trump has done that's so good that we got to remember. He's exposed the swamp creatures in Congress. He's exposed the corrupt media. He's exposed some of the court systems. I mean, he's exposed.
And he's exposing like the Secretary of State of Georgia. I mean, he's clearly a bought and paid for Democrat, or maybe Chinese, or whoever he is. But that's what they do. I mean, we don't have people within their organization that are really Trump supporters. All we have are really good people and a few just lying SOBs.
But we have the people. And I mean, you know,
we have the people.
Well, and then Charlene says, what's the answer? And I think, you know, like I said, I think the answer is in part the MAGA rally. This is what I think would be funny. We're hearing that Joe Biden, I mean, he's number one, he's not doing an inauguration because of COVID, which is probably a lie. They just do because they know no one would come. He's not doing a parade again because they know no one would come. I hope that if Donald Trump doesn't prevail on Wednesday, that he has a MAGA rally in Washington, D.C. on the 20th. And announces his reelection campaign. I hope that they have to show Joe Biden on Zoom being sworn in as president,
with two people,
and one of them being Jill, who makes sure that he doesn't wander off the stage in a moment of distraction. And that Donald Trump is at a rally with thousands and thousands of people. I hope that that's what happens. Because if it doesn't, And if the swamp creatures rule, well, I'll show you what's going to happen. We're going to play this soundbite because when this is maybe you guys have heard about the idiot pastor who said the opening prayer yesterday when they swore in the new members of Congress. Randy Corcoran had texted me about that, and I thought it was a joke, and I wrote back LOL, right? And then I'm like, wait, no, it's true. It's true.
So play it.
Play, Thomas, if we could play. This is what the pastor, how he ended
Democratic
the prayer.
Pastor.
Democratic pastor, Cleaver from Missouri, ended the prayer yesterday, swearing him in. So the amen video, please, Thomas.
Monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
What the? A man and a woman? It's like, number one, the guy's a pastor, so he knows that amen means so be it. It's not a gender term. But here's what. At first I thought, oh, this is funny. But then I thought, no, this is dangerous because don't you think this is 1984-ing the country? We can now no longer say amen without having to say a woman. I mean, they're changing the definitions. They're changing the terms. Nancy Pelosi said you can't refer to somebody in Congress as a father, as a mother, as a sister. You have to refer to them as a sibling, as a parent. Why? Why are they doing that? I mean, why do they care so much? You got to remind yourself, the reason they care so much is it's all about control. They start by, I mean, like we've said before, who would have thought a year ago in this country that your business, your livelihood was being closed down for no reason other than Governor Polis said it had to be closed down, that they could walk in without absolutely any authority and seize property from your place of business, the liquor and things like that, right? Who would have thought that could happen? Who would have thought they could told you, you cannot gather in a church? Who would have thought they could tell you, you have to wear a mask? Who would have thought they could tell you, you can't be with your loved one in their last moments of life? But they did. And here we are. So if you think it can't happen, it will happen. And so if you think that they can, you know, that's kind of funny, and it is in a way because it's just so stupid, but it's not stupid to them. It's all part of it.
You control the language. You control
exactly.
People. I mean, you know, the communists understood that, and that's why Newspeak in 1984, it is. I mean, that's why you call people comrade and all the other garbage that the left loves to do. But this is a willowing out process. I mean, you can find out, I always wonder if that person really was behind Trump. And you can go, oh, no, he wasn't. He was just going along to get along. And then he's going to come out as themselves later on. So, you know, we're finding out. And it's fascinating. And I'm encouraged the fact that they got 12 senators. And Mitch McConnell tried to stop that. And they got apparently 100+ from the House. That makes it hard for them. On the left and the corporate media to say, oh, there's no proof.
The unsubstantiated claims.
There's no proof. There's no proof. You kind of, that's just like saying, you know, the Russian conspiracy wasn't a hoax. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, one of the things we were talking about just before the show went on, they're going to give Evan Nunes the Medal of Freedom,
The same one they gave Rush Limbaugh.
And he deserves it. Molly Hemingway has just a great article in the Federalist, where she goes over how much he had to go through to try to get the truth out, and all the quotes from all the broadcasters on NBC, ABC, CBS.
Investigating him, criminal investigations.
Calling him a fraud, calling him a fake. And he deserves the Medal of Freedom, if anybody does.
Well, and, this whole amen, a woman thing, it is a part of their attempt to control us. Look what they've done with the whole concept of science now. The CDC, people are text tweeting this. The CDC in the year before, at this time, there had been some 7,000 flu-related or flu deaths, okay, according
from
to this.
When?
From this is in 2018, okay? Well, going into 2019. So at this same time, 2 years ago, before COVID, Okay, there were some roughly over 7,700 influenza deaths, okay? Do you know how many were there were last year at this time? 36, because there were no flu-related deaths. It was only COVID deaths. Let me just finish. Look at, so they lie to us, and we know it. We all know it. You can tell by everybody's behavior that they know it's a lie. But then look at the John Hopkins study. So a hospital, well-recognized organization, does a study that determines, what's weird with the whole COVID thing is actually the number of deaths has not gone up. And what they found is, but the number of flu deaths, we have a whole slew of COVID deaths, hardly any flu deaths, hardly any heart attacks. And they admit that they're putting in the numbers, anything, even remotely, anybody who, you could be dead with a gunshot wound to the head, but if you tested positive or had contact with someone who tested positive for COVID, you were called the COVID death. We know this, and they keep ramming it down our throats. You got to wear your mask because you're going to kill people because of COVID. It's all tied in together. And again, I just think every little step, when Charlene says, what's the answer? I think it's one, you got to keep yourself informed, right? It's kind of like, this is what I think it is. And Chuck, I'm babbling here, so make me shut up if you want.
Okay, shut up.
All right, Glenn, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's like, this is me, but the movie The Matrix, where they unplug Keanu Reeves' Neo, and they unplug him from the Matrix, and he's like, whoa. And then they say, here's your choice, red pill, blue pill. You take the red pill, you stay in this world, and you fight to become a human and stay a human. Or you take the red or the blue pill, and we plug you back into the Matrix. You'll forget all of this, and you'll live in your little dream world. Well, the Democrats, where they've got our mouths like, take the blue pill, take the blue pill. They're trying to shove the blue pill down our throats. They're going to try to make it where we have to take it. And we need to keep our eyes open. We need to say
the one
no.
Wonderful thing about Julie, it's not some esoteric reference to Socrates or Plato or maybe medieval theologians. It's either the Matrix or Star Wars. Star Wars is an equal.
Sometimes Fast and
not
Furious.
Not Star Wars. I'm sorry. Star Trek.
Sometimes Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
In various spy novels. But I mean, that's really true, though. I think that's what's happening is the Democrats want to lull us all into going back into the Matrix. And even though we know that not everybody is dying of COVID, that they're dying of other things, even though we know we're perfectly safe if we want to go to a restaurant and have dinner, even though we know that they actually don't have the right to seize our property, we go along with it. I mean, and they want to lull us into that.
If you took a poll today, did the Russians influence the 2016 election? I would say 40%, 50%, 80% of Democrats would say yes. It doesn't matter. It's been proven to be just an utter fraud. It doesn't matter. Just as long as Hitler said, just keep on saying it time after time after time, they'll believe it soon enough. And they have the key to... They can always get a half or a third of the Republican Party to do their
best. Well, those are the swamp people. And I think that's why they hate Trump.
Well, we got tons of them in Colorado.
Right. Well, but I think, though, even Neo in The Matrix was like, no, I can't go back there. And when you see what that world looks like and you're like, wait a minute, this is not a nice world. This is not a world I want to live in. Then you have to fight. And again, I don't mean to be, but just like in The Matrix, they were overwhelmed and they won in the end. Just keep that in mind. But I think that's what we have to do too. We have to refuse to be lulled. And if that means, every time, you have to say, we don't need to wear a mask. If it means that every time we have to turn around and say, there actually aren't that many COVID deaths. If it means every time we have to turn around and say, no, actually there are substantiated claims that haven't been debunked, then we got to do it. Because otherwise it's sort of like, it's like you said, it's like, which side are you on? And I believe that's where we are heading into 2021, or in 2021. And we've got everybody attacking us from all sides. You've got the establishment Republicans. You've got Ken Buck saying, here's your blue pill. Only the courts can deal with this. We can't deal with it. You need to spit the blue pill out at Ken Buck and say, I'm not taking your blue pill. You can do something about it. Look at the dozens of other people who are. And like Ben says, and we demand that you do something about it too. Or we're going to try to find somebody else. Of course, they've rigged the election, so that's going to be hard. But
then they'll tell you, oh no, this is not conservative. Conservative is resigning quickly to the overwhelming force, the Democrats, and saying they're right, and we just want to beg from their plate. I don't think they're going to get most of the American people. I think most of the American people have watched, seeing that the fraud there is so long by people like Mitt Romney and the others, and John McCain, and all the rest of them. I don't think they're going to buy it anymore. I really don't.
No, but it is a perversion of everything that keeps us strong that they're trying to do. That's why you get that idiot congressman up there saying a man and a woman, even though that has nothing to do with anything. It's
sure
just,
it does. It just
well,
it,
no, exactly. It, even it though does. It's not, I mean, it's not an appropriate reference, right? A man is Latin for so be it. It has, it'd be like if every word in the human or the English language, it ends in M-E-N, we now have to say and a W-O-M-A-N. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That.
Exactly.
Sure.
But here's why.
Or ends in N, you know.
If it ends
it has
in
an M in it.
Right. Well, because again, it's not enough that, like, we've talked about this before, where they declare men are toxic just by their very nature.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
not all men, just white men.
Just
right?
White men.
Just white men are toxic by
I'm
their
really
very
nature. I'm really Indian.
Yeah, Chuck's Indian here. But they're toxic. And you came from Spain and your name was Carlos.
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 Yes, yes,
like Hilaria.
Right. Well, at least I went to school in Spain. She didn't.
But at any rate, they want to, this is what I believe, they want to take everything away from us that gives us strength and power and a sense of community. So they want to take away our religion. They want to make it so weird that if you're a pastor, you're like, oh, do I have to say a man and a woman now? Or somebody's going to come up and say, you know, you said amen, and that's sexist. I mean, they want to make everything so risky. But I think, you know, and again, I think that's in part why they're taking away restaurants also. It's a place where people gather, coffee houses, things like that. It's where you celebrate and you come together as a community and friends and relatives. And they're like, they want to ban that. They want people sitting at home in their houses. They want people, you know, not even going to the grocery store, not even saying hello to the kid who delivers the groceries, but sitting outside, you know, sitting in their house in fear till they go away. And then they want to say, we're the answer. And we're going to send you, by golly, $600. You know, it's ridiculous.
No, $2,000, that would be socialism for the rich.
Right,
exactly. Our $1 trillion boondoggle, that's for the average person. That's for the everyday person who's got a factory over in China.
Right, yeah. What about Ben says, crabby old white men's club. Here's the other thing.
We had started that.
Here's the other thing you got to keep in mind. Let's take a look at the people who have made money who've made money and lost money. So who has lost money? Small businesses, the backbone of, I mean, ours. Everybody I know who has a small business has been hurt in one way, shape, or form by this. Who has made money, and not just a little bit of money, but billions of dollars? Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Google,
Facebook. I love the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce called us the other day. I'm part of the Glendale Chamber of Commerce. We used to belong to the National Chamber and dropped out after they became so disgusting, saying, you know, we really represent you small business guys.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, what happened in Mississippi was small businesses were totally wiped out, and you went on behalf in the bankruptcy court of the huge multinational oil company. Oh, that was the Constitution. The Constitution wants to do that. It's just pathetic.
Maybe you should, the new political party could be the crabby old white men's club. But what gives me hope, though, is the fact that people are resisting. I think Donald Trump woke us up, and for his flaws and whatever you may or may not like about
him,
he revealed and forced, you know, again, he forced members of Congress like Lindsey Graham, like Ken Buck to pick a side. And it's very clear they're not on our side. He showed the mainstream media to be exactly what it was. They too are not on our side. And I think they all talk to themselves in their little bubble and they convince each other that they're right. And they forget that there are literally almost 80 million of us out here who are angry, who know we're being lied to, who know we're being screwed. I was reading a thing today in the, I think it was the Colorado Business Journal, where the idiot people, I'm so glad we don't live in Denver anymore. The people in Denver, you know, voted for all of those tax increases. They voted for all of this. They voted to get rid of Gallagher. This guy estimates the average property tax rate and the average property tax bill in Denver is going to go up $2,400 this year, right? And he said, and that's on an average home, like a $74,000 home. I'm like,
$74,000 home?
And he's pointing out that these people, they're not paying attention and they're being sold a bunch of lies by developers, by rich people who have their own global mega interests. And so they're happily voting to, on the one hand, raise their property taxes, and on the other hand, give more money to people to fund, you know, to make
developers,
to make affordable housing. It's like, well, they've just priced themselves up, right, exactly, with developers. And it's, you got to wonder, when will they wake up? At least in Westminster here, we have the Westminster Warriors who are continuing to fight the battle to drop the water rates. They raise the water rates for no reason at all, except they want to try to social engineer us into having, into all living in a high density development with some kind of corporate Amazon store at the bottom of it, you know, where we all have to do our shopping.
It's just an amazing thing. But well, it'll be interesting, the election tomorrow. I have no idea how that's going to turn out. Hope for the best, expect the worst. and we'll just have to see. But I'm encouraged, to tell you the truth, that we've got 12 senators.
Yes.
And I promise you, Tom Cotton just dropped out of the 2024 race, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Maybe the Chamber of Commerce is, you know.
Gonna do. Well, I think what encourages me about the numbers there is, like you pointed out again so brilliantly, this is also, it's not just about the fight for this election, it's a fight for the future of the Republican Party. And what I think is so important is you have that many people saying, we are the Republican Party. Like I said at the beginning, you know, we don't need to leave the party, but being clear is this is our party and we want them to fight for Trump. We want them to fight for fair elections. If they don't want to, then they can go form their own party. The talk about, well, maybe Trump's going to form his own party. No, they got it backwards. Trump is the Republican Party. Yeah. And the number of people who are supporting him in Congress, to me, is very encouraging because it shows very clearly where that fight, who's winning that fight, at least right now. Right. And I think Trump is very smart in doing it that way. So
it's going to be great. Now we've got Casper Stockholm is going to be, we're going to have the big rally at the state capitol from 1 to 4.
12 to 4 on Wednesday. Casper, if you're there, go ahead and bring your mic up and your camera up. Casper Stockholm is one of the good guys. He's one of the guys that gives me hope. He has formed a new organization. I can see his thing there.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you okay. We can hear you just fine.
All right.
Why don't you, number one, tell us, because this is going on not just in Denver. It's going on, these mega rallies all over the country, right?
Yes.
Right. Tell us about the one here. Do you know who's sponsoring it, or where can people find out?
It's being sponsored by the MAGA Drag folks, and there's another organization, and it's CEIP or something Colorado Integrity something. Vote Integrity or something.
These are the same guys though who organized the massive car rallies, right? I mean, it's the same organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So where is everybody meeting? Or?
And what are we supposed to do?
Well, as best I can tell, we're meeting at the Capitol. I speak at 1, and there's going to be vendors and stuff there. So, this is Denver, downtown Denver. So I...
could be dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect, you know, but I hope a lot of patriots come out, and I hope we just have the numbers to make it... to make it good, because what happened to us the last time at the Patriot Muster, we didn't have the numbers.
Right.
And we need to have massive amounts of people so that the other side.
Safety and numbers.
Big numbers. Yes. Safety. What are you going to be talking about? Can you give us a preview of your speech?
Yeah. So I don't have a written speech. You know, I just kind of speak from the heart a little bit, but I'm going to be talking about how even regardless of what happens that day on the 6th, we're going to know whether we have a republic or something totally different. I fear that we have lost our republic and didn't even know it. You know, it just kind of got taken away from us and we weren't paying attention. So we're going to have to get that back. We're going to have to get back to some form of governing that makes sense. And right now, both parties to me are the same. You know, they're two sides of the same coin, so to speak. So they claim, you know, conservative and they claim liberal, but at the end of the day, they all keep marching towards the socialism, regardless of how strong of a conservative one is.
They claim to be.
Who else is speaking? Do you know? Who else is speaking?
Jessica Joy is speaking. She's a young lady that was, she has had a very tough life, if you will. She was in the porn industry and then she got out of that. And now she has become a huge advocate for freedom and liberty. And, she's also fighting the porn industry, you know, trying to save, young women from, you know, from that. And just, you know, she's a real strong, advocate for freedom. And obviously she's on our side because she sees the side that's trying to, you know, keep people enslaved. So,
right. Well, you know, it's interesting because that with, you know, again, sort of the corruption of the Democrat Party. I read a statistic the other day, and I don't know how accurate it is or not, but I the little bit of research I did, it said more people died in the world from abortions, more babies were aborted than all of the COVID deaths worldwide put together. And yet, what does the Democrat Party want to do? They want to shut us down so we can't have lives out of fear of COVID, and they want to fund to have even more abortions. And I know it's ironic that the Democrat Party, who you would think would want to stand up for women's rights, they're the party of women, by the way, right? We have to say amen and a woman. Yeah. They're the ones who are supportive of sex trafficking and the porn industry and the abuse that goes on there. They want to make pornography legal. They're the ones who try to tell us that pedophilia is like, it's an option. It's a choice. You know what I mean? It's like the corruption of the Democrat Party. So that it's so flipped from what people think it really is.
It is. And it's even more flipped than that, Julie, because, you know, for a long time, when I first got into politics and I ran for Congress, I was asked who did I admire the most or who did I want to emulate the most, you know, if I got into Congress. And my answer without hesitation was Ken Buck. Now, I think Ken is a decent person. He definitely votes conservative, but him and Massey, I mean, Thomas Massey, he's like the poster person for the conservative, awesome person that you want in Congress. And they are actually voting for
to certify the election.
Yeah, to certify the election. And even put out a letter about it. You know,
Well, they put out a letter trying to convince us that we're wrong, that somehow they would love to, they have concerns, but they just can't. And thing is, I mean, you know, you got to wonder, Casper, you ran a pretty close race up there in Adams County, and the Adams County GOP refused to certify the thing, saying, hey, look, we have a lot of questions. There were improprieties there.
Right.
You got to wonder, you know, people wander around again, and it's like in the Matrix, red pill, blue pill. You're like, well, this is the first time it's happened. It's not the first time it's happened. It won't be the last time it happens.
And there's nothing wrong with challenging these votes, especially with all the irregularities that we see.
Right.
Did you guys hear any of the call that Trump did yesterday?
Yeah, we played it a little earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed that. But I listened to the entire call because I really wanted to understand what was going on. And I could hear Trump's frustration. Because he's saying, guys, we have all these things. He said, look, just find 12,000 out of the 200-something thousand irregularities.
Right. Well, that's what I said, too. They tried to spin it like Trump was pressuring him to make up votes. And what Trump was doing was saying, you don't have to audit every single vote in everything. And he even said at one point, we don't even have to bring Dominion into the which who bribed you. So I know that's a touchy subject, not you, but who bribed, you know, Georgia officials. So I know that's touchy for you. Trump was like, we don't even have to go there. Just take any of these. And that's all he was trying to say. And of course, they spin it and they say, oh, now he needs to be investigated. Yep. And I think it's funny that he filed lawsuits saying this was litigation settlement conference call. And then there was a point, did you hear this, where they were saying, so Mark Meadows is like, okay, so good. So I think what we're going to do then, our attorney is going to meet with your attorney. And then they say, oh, no, we didn't say that. And he's like, well, you know, I mean, they
said, we're going to contact our attorney to see if they can possibly meet. So, look, we don't have that kind of time, dude. You know, you can't tell your attorney to meet with our attorney. <You know?
laughs> Well, and then they would say stuff like, you know, well, what about those people hauling the suitcases around? They're like, yeah, we looked into it. Yeah, and they said, can we see the report? And they're like, no.
No.
And these are Republicans. All they have to do is release the information, and they're not doing it.
Right.
No, which tells you something.
That if actually there was a legitimate excuse for those people in the videotape pulling illegal voter boxes, there were suitcases, out from under a table that they had wrapped a cloth around and then running it through the scanner three or four times.
It's all standard procedure.
If there was a good explanation for that, you know they'd let us see that.
Now they've got to keep it vague, and they've got to keep it. There is no evidence. There is no unsubstantiated. Just continue with the modifiers. And that's don't ever address the actual ones, but just say unsubstantiated. And that'll be good enough for, you know, most Democrats.
I wanted the president to really talk less and let his, because he had someone on the call, there's a female on the call. I don't know what her.
She wasn't his main attorney, but she was one of, Cleta Williams, I think her name was. She was one of the attorneys involved. I kind of agree.
And she was kind of pointing out some of the things they weren't getting from these Republican office holders that they should be releasing. And they were claiming that everything is fine. She said, well, then why won't you let us see it? And then Trump would he would interject and stuff, and then the conversation would go crazy. But if he would have let her speak more, I think, you know, we would have found out a lot more about what's really going on in Georgia.
You know, I read a thing, though, and I don't know, obviously, if this is correct or not, but it was one guy's speculation that what Trump was doing is he knew that the call wasn't going to make any difference, but that he knew it was going to be leaked, but he was setting them up for something. I don't know what.
Well, if he was setting him up, he should have let them talk more.
That's probably a Trump fault.
I agree with you.
We didn't hear enough about what they were claiming, that everything was fine, you know. He should have set them up and said, really? So there was zero issues anywhere. Oh, no. And then they said that there were only two dead people that voted in Georgia.
Right.
Only two.
Right. And they said, well, let us see those records. So, hey, well, listen, Casper, we'll let you go here.
But we'll see you tomorrow at 1.
No, Wednesday. Robert. So one more time, talk about what's going on. And I think is there a website that you can send people to if they want to get more information? Or?
Ooh, I don't know about the website. So the event is called We Are the Storm. It's going to happen at the Capitol. Now, I heard one of the organizers, he was on someone's show yesterday talking to me. He was on with Matt Dunn.
Okay.
And he said it's going to run from noon to 6.
Wow.
So I don't.
Be there at 1 when you're speaking.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there at 1.
Event, well, the key speaker.
I'm going to be there from about 12 to about 2 or 3. I speak at 1. It's going to be a good time. I suggest everybody come out, but I don't suggest you bring your children out. Mm-hmm. I suggest you come out and, you know, just keep your head on the swivel, and let's just show them that we are not going to let this, you know, just kind of just fade away.
Right.
And
we need to
also make sure our Republican elected officials know that we are watching them.
Exactly. Well, then talk about your organization. I see the logo there in the back because I think what you guys are doing is great.
Yes. So my organization is called America First Republicans, and the website is AmericaFirstRepublicans.us. We are a training, support, and advocacy site for grassroots candidates who are trying to run for office but not getting support from the party. There's a lot of us out here, really like needed. Myself and others. So,
That's a great cause. All right. Thanks, Casper.
Thanks, Casper.
Appreciate
we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you. Right. Take care.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Casper's
we've got another caller. It's Barney. Hey, Barney.
Ben sent the call out to Barney. Hey, Barney, thank you for calling in.
Hey, Chuck and Julianne. Ben, I'm not ready to yell yet, but we're getting there. So I would like to ask Casper, if I were to show up to this rally, could I meet Jeremy, the little blabbermouth from Antifa, I wonder? Has Antifa been invited?
I'm sure he'll be there. I'm sure he'll be there. Well, on Channel 9 News.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have any Channel 9 security guards in the crowd.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to figure this one out.
Yep, your audio is still on, Casper.
So I don't I don't hang out with him, so I don't know what he's going to do. But if he's there, I'm sure he'll be very in our face, you know, calling me all kinds of nasty names.
Chuck, all right, Casper, with all due respect, Casper, I'd like to hang out with you. I'll behave myself, but I think I'm going to see you there, Casper. Julie, what do I look like? Kind of a tall...
Kind of a Kevin Costner, kind of a Kevin Costner, okay, Western guy.
Find me.
I'll be one of three. I'll give you a hug, Casper. You get a hug.
I'll be one of three black people there, so I'll be easy to find.
That'd be easy to find. Okay, Ben. You know what? I'm sorry about your dad. I love Ben. It just shows it's not about me. It's a character that Ben that Ben. That's all.
But whoops! You broke up there. You broke up. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Thank you, Barney. If you call back, that's okay, but you broke up there otherwise.
Yeah, thanks, Barney. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, and this is from Leo to Casper when he was saying about meeting his idols. He's like, you never want to meet your idols. That's true. Well, I think it is important to go. We're going to go. I think it is important, again, in this day, 2021, whatever happens on Wednesday, it's not over, right? I mean, if that's just say Trump prevails. Do you think the Democrats are going to go, oh, well, too bad? Do you think Lindsey Graham's going to call him up and invite him out for coffee? No. I mean, the war continues on one front or another. And I've been saying, and I really think this, 2021 is the year of the Trump. One way or another, I think he's positioning himself, and I'm encouraged by this, he's positioning himself to remain in control of the Republican Party. The people who are challenging him, I mean, Ben Sass, I mean, if you had, like Peter Boyle says, you know, wrestling match, if you had to bet on anybody up against Trump, you know, Ben Sass.
Well, you know, they're going to be Larry Hogan from Maryland, and he's just a dutz. And there'll be others. There'll be plenty of
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. Just amazing. Just amazing kind of stuff. All right. Well, so what else have we got, Julie? Let me talk a little bit about Synagenics.
I was going to say Synagenics, yeah.
Yeah, this time of year, get back into shape, get everything else, get your real age to be lower and get all your health back.
You mean your physical
health back. And nothing's more important these time of COVID. So give Julie McCallum a call at 720-387-3681. 720-387-3681.
You know, we got a couple minutes of people, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. One of the things I think we're going to go down to the rally, and I'll try to live stream. We'll be here for the show, obviously, but I'll try to live stream part of it and take some pictures there that will show you if you can't make it. But I think, you know, they've been getting some.
How do people get your live stream?
Oh, just a Chuck and Julie on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Chuck and Julie. Always go to Chuck and Julie. And again, to remind everybody, if you go to chuckandjulie.com, that has all of the ways to get hold of all of us. I hope we keep doing this. I hope that we don't just, because I mean, technically, Chuck, as I understand it, there are some other challenges that Trump could do in between January 6th and January 20th, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, well, if it'd been Obama, he'd be setting everybody up, including the new whoever the national security advisor and everybody else. And that's still amazing that they got away with that. And that Durham, 2 years later, is still kind of I got that wrong.
I mean, so we just need to forget that. I don't even know, to be honest. It's a crook. It's a crock. I don't think we're going to see any Hunter Biden investigation.
No.
I think that, you know, we were saying the other day, you know, we always thought that the Clintons were smart. I mean, Joe Biden, in terms of corruption, and Hunter Biden run circles. I mean, the Clintons at least set up a foundation to pretend that they were doing good. And then they laundered it through that. And they paid Chelsea to sit there at the head of the foundation. I mean, the Bidens are like, screw that. We're just going to take the money. I mean, it's like, and we're not even going to actually do anything for it either. The Clintons had to go around and like send people all over to Haiti and stuff like that. They're like, we're not going to do that. We're just going to take the money. And Joe Biden's like, I just get 10%. And somehow that's all okay. That's all okay. I mean, I promise you, that is why people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell are like, hey, this is going to be easy. It's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel to get money, to get bribes, to be corrupt. There's going to be no problem at all. And Biden isn't going to do anything to us because he's our grand leader in terms of how to be corrupt.
At least Jill is. But
yeah, Jill is. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing.
All right.
Well, that'll do it.
Live streaming from the Capitol. Julie, go on the Facebook and we'll report back to you. if we're still here and we don't run into a Channel 9 security crew, we'll be back.
Which we might.
And we might.
That's right. ChuckandJulie.com. Would love to have you like and subscribe to us. Thank you to Casper. Thank you to Ben and everybody listening in. Thank you to all the callers. And Thomas, back on the job after some time off at BBS Radio. Thank you, sir. We'll see you all on Wednesday.
Take care.